A Blind Fisherman by Stanley Moss. I teach my friend, a fisherman gone blind, to cast true left, right, or center, and how far between lily pads and the fallen cedar. Darkness is precious. How long will darkness last? Our bait worms have no professors. They live in darkness, can be taught fear of light. Cut into threes, even sixes, they live separate lives, recoil from light. He tells me, I am seldom blind when I dream. Morning is anthracite. I play blind man's bluff. I cannot find myself, my shoe, the sink, tell time. But that's spilled milk and ink. The lost and found I cannot find. I can tell the difference between a mollusk and a whelk, a grieving lyre and a lemon rind. Laughing, he says, I still hope the worm will turn pink, land, and warm. Dined out on apples of good fortune. Books have a faintly legible smell. Divorced from the sun, I am a kind of bachelor henpecked by the night. Sometimes I use my darkness well, in the overcast and sunlight of my mind. I can still wink, sing. My eyes are songs. Darkness is precious. How long will darkness last? He could not fish. He could not walk. He fell in his own feces. He wept. He died where he fell. The power of beauty to right all wrongs is hard for me to sell.
Annie Kafalis is the winner of the Poetry Out Loud Central Illinois Regional Contest. This was the third year the senior from St. Teresa High School in Decatur was part of it.
I have worked my way up the top for this, and this is absolutely incredible. I have no words besides I'm very excited, and I'm thankful for the Poetry Foundation, for Poetry Out Loud, and for everything the Hoagland Arts Center has done for us, and thank you for giving me a stage and a microphone.
Kafalis says she doesn't like to talk much and prefers putting her words to paper. She has also written her own poetry. When her drama instructor suggested she try reciting other people's poems, she decided to give it a shot. She says for her, reciting poetry is not the same as acting, though.
I can feel a poem where sometimes I don't always feel a character. So it is very different, and I enjoy both of them equally. So
the other poem she recited for the Poetry Out Loud contest is called The End of Science Fiction.
The End of Science Fiction by Liesl Mueller. This is not fantasy. This is our life. We are the characters who have invaded the moon, who cannot stop their computers. We are the gods who can unmake the world in 7 days. Both hands are stopped at noon. We are beginning to live forever in lightweight aluminum bodies with numbers stamped on our backs. We dial our words like Muzak. We hear each other through water. The genre is dead. Invent something new. Invent a man and a woman naked in a garden. Invent a child that will save the world. A man who carries his father out of a burning city. Invent a spool of thread that leads a hero to safety. Invent an island on which he abandons the woman who saved his life with no loss of sleep over his betrayal. Invent us as we were before our bodies glittered and we stopped bleeding. isn't a shepherd who kills a giant.
A girl who grows into a tree.
A woman who refuses to turn her back on the past and is changed to salt. A boy who steals his brother's birthright and becomes the head of a nation. Invent real tears. Hard love. Slow-spoken ancient words. Difficult as a child's first steps across a room.
The runner-up for the competition was Annabelle Amuse. Here she is with the poem The Darker Sooner by Catherine Wing, a modern poet from Kentucky.
Then came the darker sooner, came the later lower. We were no longer a sweeter here, happily ever after. We were after ever. We were farther and further. More was the word we used for harder. Lost was our standard bearer. Our gods were fallen faster and fallen larger. The day was duller, duller was disaster. Our charge was error. Instead of leader, we had louder. Instead of lover, never. And over this river broke the winter's black weather.
Amuse is a junior from Southeast High School in Springfield.
I love that poem. Like, I love the words. And it was rhyming, even though rhyming poems aren't really considered complex. I just really liked the words in it.
Amuse says she memorizes poetry easily and didn't pick her poems until a couple days before the contest at her school. This is her first time making regionals. She says she's long been a poetry fan and especially likes slam poetry and even writing her own verses. Sheila Walk is with the Springfield Area Arts Council, which organizes the Poetry Out Loud for the region and the state. She says the contest is in its ninth year in Springfield. Last year, 5,800 students from 54 high schools from Illinois competed, she says. Walk, who used to teach high school, says poetry is not an art form totally lost on youth, many of whom spend hours engaging with friends by writing back and forth to one another on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter.
Surprisingly, students are writing more. They're not writing things of length, perhaps, but they're actually interacting with the written word more now because they have so many levels on which to do that, so many platforms. The power of the word never has left teenagers. They always understand the meaning of a poem that speaks to them. This program actually sprang out of a resurgence, sort of a rediscovery of poetry among adolescents, and it sort of has taken on as a real celebration of language and of literature.
Annie Kafalas says she's eager to get back to competing on the stage and encourages other teens to give it a shot.
I know poetry sounds boring at first. I too thought that, but try it. Try to read it out loud and don't read it line to line. Read it from punctuation to punctuation. Say it how you mean it, and I guarantee you, you'll find a new respect for it.
You can check out the State Poetry Out Loud competition on March 14th at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield as students vie for their shot at the national competition in Washington, D.C. I'm Rachel Otwell.